Hey guys, podcast time here at CycloneFanatic.com. Hey, coming up later today, I'll post my podcast, my weekly interview with Matt Campbell, as we looked back at the Iowa State loss at West Virginia. It'll also air tonight on Fanatics 1460 KXNO. Also, really spent more time looking ahead to Oklahoma State, who will come to town on Saturday, 11 a.m. kick. Until then, here's Matt Campbell's press conference from today. It's courtesy of our friends at Heartland Flags. Check them out. Their banner ads all over CycloneFanatic.com. Final tailgate of the year. They've got their showroom in Des Moines. Go get yourself a new Cyclone flag. Fly it proud. Guys, Iowa State's in contention to win the Big 12 with three games to go. A huge game coming up on Saturday. All right, here's Matt Campbell's press conference from today. Thanks for listening to the Cyclone Fanatic podcast.
All right, guys. Not a whole lot from Saturday when I talked to you guys. You know, I think a lot continued to learn and grow for our football team from that game. We had a good day of practice on Sunday, and obviously an outstanding opponent coming in here this coming Saturday. So another great challenge for us. But with that said, I'll certainly open to you guys any questions you have.
Matt, at what point after last season did it become apparent to you that the defense was going to be maybe the strength of the team? Maybe it didn't occur to that to you then, but at least certainly the defense better than what it's been in recent years.
Yeah, I just think, especially when we added Joel in there and we felt midway through spring that he was really going to fit that Mike linebacker spot. I think we certainly felt like we were beginning pieces of some veteran players being in the right spot to really give a foundation. The biggest question mark was the defensive line and how fast could those young guys grow in terms of their roles. But you certainly got some veterans in there too, mixed in with some youth. So, you know, I think the Joel piece was really big. And once we knew that was going to at least solidify things, we felt like if we could stay healthy, we had some really good pieces. You know, you talk about some seniors and Kamari in the back end and, you know, two corners that have played a lot of football. And then you put DeMonte Ruth in there, who's played some football for us. You know, Marcel was a big piece of that too, coming out of the spring, knowing the growth that he was able to make. And I think a lot of us felt really confident about that core to add to Willie. And you know, it just was that defensive line, because you got to remember we didn't have J.D. Wagner in the spring either. And, you know, you didn't know how he was going to bounce back from that. But I think all those things, and then Ray Lima and, you know, what he's brought to our football team, I think that's been such a huge integral piece of being, you always say in any sport, you want to be really good up the middle, right? And that's the one thing I think we are. You look at our football team down the middle of our defense with Kamari, with Joel, and with certainly with Ray, that's really helped us.
Over the last four and a half games, has there been many one or two common elements about why the defense has been off the charts good?
No, I think we're at our best defensively when we're playing really good in situational football. We're getting off the field, you know, we're winning on first down. And, you know, I think the big thing for us is we, you know, up until Saturday a couple of times, we really haven't given up the big play, you know. And in this conference, there's so many dynamic offenses and so many people that's their niche. They want to hit the big play and have the ability to kind of thrive on that. And, you know, I think our ability to negate that at times has certainly helped us. And the style of play we're playing, you know, I think we're how do you age your defense? You gotta run the ball, even though maybe sometimes it's not always pretty, but you gotta run the ball. You gotta try to dictate the pace of the game somehow, some way. And I think collectively we've been able to do that as well in a really, really good way to give ourselves the best chances to win football games. And, you know, ultimately that's what it's about, not being, you know, elite statistically in anything other than what's the win column say at the end of the day. Can you win games and can you give yourself a chance to win games? And we've found ways to do that. And, you know, it's not always pretty, but it's certainly given us the best chance to be successful.
It was kind of a crazy game, but the Oklahoma State offense almost passed for 500 yards, ran for 200. So when you're game planning, what do you try and stop first?
Well, you know, that's the trick. You know, this is maybe the most complete offense that we've played, you know, to date. And what jumps off the charts on Oklahoma State is, you know, we play TCU. I said, yeah, you'll watch the game and it's elite speed. You know, one of the things that's so impressive about this Oklahoma State team is it's elite size. You know, everywhere you look, they're big, they're strong, they're physical. And so that's the thing that's just really impressive. And it, yeah, what do you stop? You know, I think that becomes the great challenge that I think everybody's had to face against this football team. But, you know, again, that's where being multiple, not sitting in one thing, you sit in one thing, boy, they jump all over you. You got to have the ability to mix and match what you do and how you do it. And it all starts with an elite quarterback and a really good offensive line. And it's a good challenge for this football team. And they've got all the other pieces around that elite quarterback and that good offensive line, really good running back, really good wide receivers that you put it all together. It's a really special offense.
Coach, how's Josh Leopold feeling? And I see a true freshman, Bolden, popping in there. How does that just help us?
Yeah, Josh certainly, you know, was able to move around pretty good yesterday. He was able to go back in the game last Saturday, which was good. Josh is a really tough young man. I think you'd almost have to cut his ankle off not to play. You know, he's kind of one of those guys. But, you know, it was an ankle injury. I think he'll be ready to rock and roll, but I'll know probably better by Tuesday and Wednesday. But at least was moving around decently yesterday.
Coach, still 3 games to go left in the regular season, but it is senior day on Saturday. How would you describe this group of seniors on your team?
Whew, you know, it'll be emotional Saturday for me just because I know what those – it's hard to create change. It's hard to create change in our society. It's hard to create change, period. And these 19 young men, some of them have been here 4 to 5 years, some of them have been here now 2 years, and you know, one of those guys just being one, they've created change. And you know, the consistency that they've stayed the course and what they've been through to where they're at today, I don't know myself, everybody that follows Iowa State football, I mean, you can't say anything more than these young men have sacrificed to make us who we are right now today. And we wouldn't be here without them. You know, we wouldn't. Every single one of them has a story. Every single one of them has had a profound impact on why we're improving and getting better, and you know, why we've been able to stay the course, you know, through the good and through some tough. And you know, we owe so much to those guys, and this program owes a lot, but we wouldn't be where we're at right now without any of those guys.
And Coach, it's been over a month since you went into a week of preparation coming off of a loss. Mm-hmm. Do you like where your team is at mentally going into this week?
Yeah, I don't even – that's the thing I love about these kids is you don't even – win, lose, scoreboard, what it says, what it doesn't say, I think really irrelevant. You know, I had nothing showed that more than what happened Saturday. You know, it was irrelevant. You know, the scoreboard was what it was, but if you keep playing and you keep fighting and you understand why, what's not going well, how do you fix it and then fix it, that's football, that's college football. And you know, the teams that can do that and sustain and keep getting better, they're the ones that at the end of it, you can say, hey, did you reach your full potential when it was all said and done? And that's our mission. At the end of all this, did we reach our full potential? And these kids keep grinding away, and I really appreciate that about them. So I expect nothing less. They were really good yesterday, and I think continuing to grow and understand what it takes to truly be successful.
Looks like on the depth chart, Bryce Meeker's out, but what is the status of him? I know you said he was out this past weekend, but is there any new status on him?
No. So hopefully we'll know more. Like I said, I think the positive is it's not going to be out for the rest of the year. It's just a matter of when we can get Bryce back, but nothing as of right now has changed.
So you talked a little bit on the teleconference about Joel and just kind of maintaining a vibe. How has he been able to hold up with all the wear and tear he's gone through so far? And I guess, how have you kept him so through everything?
Yeah, I don't know how we have, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, the kid's played over 700 snaps of football. That's unheard of. And the way he's playing Mike linebacker, and then when he goes in the game, he's running the ball. And, a lot of ice baths. You know, I think that's why you got to be really smart as you go down this stretch run. You can't have this young guy be out there and be the jack of all trades and the master of nothing. He gives us every opportunity to win, and then you're talking the reps he takes on special teams. And so I just think it's smart. He wants it because he's as great of a competitor as I've ever been around and as great of a warrior as I've ever been around in this sport. And, you know, you're talking about, you know, what this kid's done for this football team and this program. It's unheard of. So, you know, I think he tries and does as much as he can, but man, oh man, it's tough to walk on Sundays for Joel Lanning, you know, when you do as much as he's doing and the physicality of nature of playing Mike linebacker and, you know, running back, quarterback, you know, that's not easy. So that's why, you know, just we got to continue to be smart and, you know, just let him do what he can do to the best of his ability, but let him play his best football this month for us. So we're going to need it.
I know you talk about situational football and maybe the lack of details at times to get down at West Virginia. When you went back and watched the film, was there anything that you could pinpoint or learning or teaching moments that you saw in that?
Well, it was all detail. I mean, really, we had five plays inside the 9-yard line, and we were six plays, and two of them were awesome. I mean, what you want to do, you get the ball down to the one on the one, you get the other one, you score a touchdown, and then, you know, the other four are just a lack of execution, really what it is. I mean, they're home runs, they're touchdowns, they're walk-in one way or another, and you just didn't execute, you know. And so I think when that happens, you got to go back, and number one, it falls on us because we're the teacher, and we got to continue to teach better. And then, you know, and then number two, we got to execute better. So, you know, that's hard because you saw some 14 play, 15 play, 16 play drives, and to not execute when you need it the most, because that's who we are. You know, we have to be station to station, especially against a team versus, you know, West Virginia, where they're not going to give up the big play either. They're going to make you work yourself down the field where, gosh, we did the hard part, then putting it in and finishing it. You know, that kind of became the difference in the football game a little bit on Saturday. But, you know, we'll learn. You know, the great thing is we got kids that they take responsibility and we take responsibility. There's no blame game, and you grow from it. You get better from it, but that would be the biggest thing that I think we took from it.
What can your defense do to keep Mason Rudolph from dominating on Saturday?
Oh, geez, I don't know. You know, that's a great question. I that's a lot easier said than done. He's going to get a lot of, you know, he's going to get a lot of what he gets because of the nature of, you know, A, who he is, and B, his ability to, you know, not only throw it, but I think some of his best plays have been his ability to pull the ball down sometimes and run, which is, you know, which is really, really impressive to me. But I think that multiplicity, you know, constantly trying to change what we're giving him and what the looks are around him, I think really, really important because, again, you're talking a lead player that's been in his system for as long as he's been in. You keep it simple, he can really pick you apart. So really great challenge for us, and I think it really starts with our ability to be multiple in what we do and how we do what we do.
In terms of the offense recently, is it as simple as execution? Because some big plays have been there, and some have been made, and some have been, years length away. But is it as simple as that? What needs to be, you know, done to, I guess, turn those field goals into touchdowns?
I think just what you said, it really is execution. You know, I think you're so close, and when it is detail oriented, it's just got to be the ability to kind of get back to that. You know, I think that's the great thing about it. There's really nothing more than that. And, you know, we've got guys that can make plays, and we've had some ability to make some plays, and we didn't. We've made some of those plays, but some of them were just a lack of execution in some, you know, some critical situations that if you just, you know, do the right thing across the board, then, you know, it's going to have a different result. So, you know, you go to work on it, you just keep getting better at it. But it's kind of who we are. You know, we're going to play games like that that are going to be really tight, and they're going to be, you know, possessional games that are going to come down to your ability to do it. And that's why we've won, to be honest with you, because we've made some of those plays more than the other team has. But obviously, it was a great teaching tool. Why we didn't win this past Saturday was the same reason on the flip side of it.
You guys have Jacob at that number two spot at right tackle. What has allowed him to move into that spot, and in what scenario, I guess, would he maybe have to play?
Yeah, you know, I Jacob's really talented. He's one of the guys that we thought coming into it, you know, high-end talent. I think his maturity over the last 6 to 8 weeks of getting better and really taking this redshirt freshman year and growing, you know, that's hard because you're the redshirt guy. And I think that's sometimes when you know you're redshirting, it's really hard to get better because your mindset flips from I'm on the scout team every day to how do I perfect my craft. But I give a lot of credit to Jacob being mature enough to come every day and work to get better. He's improved. You know, I think in the best case scenario, I would certainly love to redshirt Jacob the rest of the way out. But, it, you know, we're getting close to that number game where, you know, there may not be an option. So to his credit, he's gotten there to the best of our ability. I'd love to be able to keep that. But he's earned the right to be the two. And, you know, I'm happy for him and really happy with how Sean Foster played on Saturday. I thought he was, you know, his best, which was great to see, and excited about his future. And it's nice to be able to have some options. You know, we certainly didn't have many of those a year ago. And, you know, we continue to refill and build that depth of that offensive line is absolutely critical for us, not only now, but certainly our future.
What's it say about your defense in terms of the past 3 weeks you guys have been able to get key turnovers late in the game?
Yeah, you know, I think it just period, you know, turnover margin is the key to our success. And, you know, when we do that really well, it certainly helps, especially in games where, you know, every inch matters. And you know, somebody's got to schedule us, Randy, a game where maybe every inch doesn't matter. You know, it's kind of like that's the nature of the beast in this conference. Like you're going to play the best of the best week in and week out. And those turnovers become the marginal difference in football games. And, you know, we've been able to make a lot of those plays. And obviously DeAndre's play this past Saturday, huge play, gave us a chance to do what we hope to do is have the ball and go drive to win the football game. But it's been a huge difference for us, for sure.
Coach, you said before you want to have a program that competes for championships, and that's where you are with 3 games left and very much in the mix. Just what's that like, just generally speaking, you know, knowing the stakes are kind of raised these last 3 weeks, and is it kind of fun? Do you kind of feel that on everyone's minds?
Yeah, you know, it's where you want to be in college football. You want to be in it in November. And, you know, I think if somebody would ask me that a year and a half ago, I don't know if I would have said this is where we'd be. But that's such a great credit to these kids. It's such a great credit to the senior class here and the leadership and the values that these young guys have worked to put themselves in a great position. And, you know, we're certainly a work in progress daily. You know, we continue to grow and get better. We're not a finished product. But that's where you hope to be this time of year. You hope to be playing meaningful football games in the month of November. And you know, that's where you want to take your program. And we're there right now, which is great. But that doesn't mean we've arrived. And it certainly doesn't mean, you know, that there's not a lot of work to be done, because there is. And I think our kids know that and we know that. And so that's why you just worry about getting better one day at a time. And you let the chips fall where they may by the end of the season.
Mike Gundy has the most talked about hair. What do you think of what he's got going on? And have you ever attempted that?
No. I think only Coach Gundy got the hair follicles maybe to pull it off. So, you know, God bless him. It looks great. So I'm jealous.
Whole scope of football. I know you study it a lot. Who does Mason Rudolph remind you of?
Yeah, you know, he's interesting. That's a really good question. What's so fascinating about him is his strength. And, you know, when I say they're big, it starts at the quarterback because he looks like a robot. You know, he's like the, you know, robo quarterback a little bit is how he looks. He just, he's big, he's strong, he's physical, you know, but he's just one of those guys that what he does and how he throws his deep ball is as good as anybody I've seen consistently throw a deep ball. It is what he has the ability to do, which is fascinating to me. So, you know, he is a really special player. You know, I got to meet him 2 years ago when I was down there, and he's kind of like the All-American quarterback. You know, he looks the part, he acts the part. You can tell why he has great success. You know, comparison-wise, you know, probably that's hard, but man, is he's just really, really impressive to what he is, the consistency he does what he does with. And you know, I think my favorite part about him is he never beats himself. You know, he always knows when to pull the ball and run. He always knows when to kind of make the right choice, and that's really impressive to me. So a lot of respect for him and his ability.
Who plays him on your team? And I don't know, maybe that's not the way you practice. I don't know, but
oh geez, probably Jake Waters plays.
I mean, seriously,
I'm serious. Yeah, Jake Waters. You know, Jake's the best scout team quarterback / offensive GA in the country. So, you know, at least we get some good looks. Jake's done that a lot this year for us. You know, at least on Tuesday and Wednesday practice, because, man, why not? You know, he's as good as there is and can go out there and really replicate a lot of that, especially in our quarterback situation. We're, you know, with not having, you know, with Devin getting hurt, you know, this year, the kind of, you know, losing some of those quality reps for our scout guys, Jake's had to step in and do a lot of that. So that'd be my answer to that. That's probably who'll get those reps.
Okay.